Shmaitza Shir, Tuesday night, Hey Mar Cheshvan. And we're starting Shmaitza Vav Perek Gimel. The Dova Shabar, the Lekka Chazaka. Okay, so because the Gemara is a little vague. Because the Gemara says, maybe a Echadem and Bisurim when there's no Chazaka against it. Havel Hocha, in the Mishnah's case, where the Edecha says Meiz Baila, Havel is Chazak Yisura, obviously she's Bechaz Kasechus is, the Ein Dover Shebe'er V'Pachos Mishnayim. So how you read that will have two Totsa'os. What about is Chazak Yisura by every Yisur, when it's not Dover Shebe'er V'? Right? And what about a Dover Shebe'er V'? When there's no Chazak Yisura? But Dover Shebe'er V'Echad Lekka Chazaka, Nami Nirlani Yastaiti, the Ein Eidechad Mehemin Ba. The very fact that it's a Dovah Shebe'erva says that Eidecha is not Nehemun. You learn it out from Dovah Dovah Mimomen. Mitame Shekosavnu Beperek Aleph, it should be. I don't know if what you have in your printing. Some printing say Perek Beis, apparently. It should be Beperek Aleph. Techivin the Alfin and Dovah Dovah Mimomen, Kol Din Torah's Momen Allah. Begabi Momen Afilu Lekka Chazoka Chlal, Nami Eidechad Mehemun. Now Pesach Chaplain might be thinking, who said an Eidech is not Nehemun by Mohammed if it's all Chazaka? So that's what the Shmaitz says, but warrants your question in the next statement. The Ha'amrinon, he's going to show now in Gemara that an Eidech is not Nehemun by Mohammed even if it's not Kenegat Chazaka. The Ha'amrinon b'pergelu mitzius simonim v'simonim v'Eidech od yoniach. If two people come by and say simonim on a lost object, and an eidechot says it belongs to one guy, two people come, they give each give the simonim, and an eidechot says it belongs to one of them. So yehimunach, yoniach means yehimunach. You don't give it to any of them, even though the eidechot saying it belongs to one of them. V'hasam leka muchza klau, the Shmaitza looks at that as no muchzak. That's not that posha. There are achrenim that suggest that perhaps it's becheskas whoever the owner is, and until we're mavarer who the owner is, we can't give it to anybody. But it is called against the chazaka of the marakama of the person who owns it. Perhaps. Okay. The Shmaitza looks at it that there's no chazaka, there's no cheskas momen. You're holding on to it. You're the motzei. So you don't have a chazakah, you're holding it. Some also say, I don't know if you remember the other svara, that it's considered a muchzak because you're holding it for the owner. You're a shomer aveda, you're a technical shomer aveda. Someone who picks up an aveda is a shomer aveda, and he's holding it for the owner. There's three people, the finder and two claimants. And they're each giving simonim. And then Eidechot says who it belongs to. So the Gemara says, Yehi Munach. So the Shmaita says, why don't you believe the Eidechot? There's no Muchzak. So you see that by moment an Eidechot is not Nehemun, even if there's no Muchzak. I'm pointing out, some Achrayim suggest that there is a Muchzak. Because the finder is Muchzak for the owner. You don't know who the owner is, but he's a Shomer Aveda. And just like a Shomer for someone specific is holding the item for the Mafkid, and it's called Becheskas the Mafkid, and there even the Mafkid could be Maktishit, right? Yad Shomer Kiyad Balabayas. So the Shomer Aveda, some Achrayim suggest, I think a Bukhana maybe, I don't remember, that the Shomer Aveda is holding it and is a Muchzak for the Balaam. You just don't know who the Balaam is. So, but it is called a muchzak. That's an afkamina. It is called an eidechot against a muchzak. Then again, you could say, but that's, it may be called a muchzak, but the eidechot is not going against the muchzak. But since we don't know who the owner is, so when the eidechot comes in, and we'll see later such a case, when the eidechot comes in and just pinpoints who the owner is, so that's not against the muchzak, that can even be considered with the muchzak, because he's saying he's the muchzak, he's the owner. So that's a shakli d'tarya to have. So the afilu wach ein eidechot kom leidus mamon klal, So that's the Shmaitzus Maskono, and Eilechot is not Naman by Momon, even when it's not connected to Cheskus Momon. Im Kein Hu Adin L'Dovah Shebe'erva, because Dovah Dovah Mi Momon, Enu Kom V'Afilu Leko Chazoka. Omnom, however, B'Tshuvas Maimini Nira Mavur. Oh, I'm sorry, Philly. I'm not here tomorrow night. I have a Shemitah meeting in Rehovos with the biggies from Machon HaTorah v'Haaretz. Just, I want to start now setting up the coming year. And I think it's just too much for me to come back here after that meeting in Rehovos. So I'm just going to go straight to Yerushalayim. So no shiur tomorrow night. I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I'm just saying things. I'm not sorry. I apologize that I'm missing. I feel bad that I'm missing the shears. I apologize for that. I apologize to you if you're not going to learn because of that. But I can't see myself coming back here. I fall asleep. If I fall asleep, Pesach's going to stop coming to the shear. We're going to lose Pesach. And I can't risk that. It's such a pleasure to have him. I can't risk it. He is described to me by someone. I don't. He's a big lamb. I said he's the biggest lamb. Oh, I described you as the biggest lamb. I'm sorry, I forget. I say, but anyway, no, seriously, I can't. I'll just be wiped out. I may. Maybe I'll change. I can't change my mind. Okay, no shit tomorrow night. On the Mitzvahs, Maimoni Nira, I mamish. It's hard for you to believe. I mamish remember this part of the Shmaitzah, this paragraph from Rav Altuski's Atal, Resolution Basra. Like I remember him saying over Mitzvahs, Maimoni. I don't know why. You know, something you have a memory from when you were a 12-year-old kid. You could have such a memory. I remember this. On the Mitzvahs, Maimoni Nira, Mavur, Dehechad, Alekach, Hazoka, Shaper, Mehemenei, Dechad. And there's a famous case. It's similar to the Aveda case, actually. Ayin John Bilchasishas, here's what happens. El Hashono. Shalt al Ruven Shesholach Lakadish Lo Asleya. Okay, he sent the Shliach to be Makadish Leia. So Leia is going to be Makadish to Ruven. Chasher Bashama, Shimon was the Shliach. Hoshiv Shimon Ashliach Lachashuvi Hakol. So there, it's more complicated. The Shmaitzer doesn't tell the whole story. The fact that he made a mistake was very, very obvious. He called everybody together and he said, "Here's my star, I'm a shliach of Reuven," and he sent me to be Mekadosh Leit for him. Beherelohem Harshaw, he had a star. Shemino Reuven Mekadosh Lois Leah. Ubiru Eidim Lakacho Reuven Bifneim. Vesak Yidushin. You know, the Rav says, repeat after me, Haray, Haray, At, At, Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes, Lee, to Rav Malinowitz. You know, so the guy said Lee. The guy didn't say the Reuven, he said Lee. Uveis HaKadushin, K'shoy, L'loim, Haray, Mekudeshes, the Reuven, Oymimo, Eidim, Sheshabu, Shama, Haray, Mekudeshes, Lee. Now, he could have done that, right? He could have taken it off himself. They immediately said, what got into you? He said, I'm positive, I made a mistake. It's called, in Gemara Lashon, this is called Iskal Milule. Gemara has a term for it. There's a sugya in the Skavit Lomar Oila, Vomar Shlomim, Shlomim, Vomar Oila, slip of the tongue. So he said he had a slip of the tongue below this kavanti kim lakacho the Reuven b'chulu. I don't know. I don't care. Why can't it be nishba? In those days they took a shul. Beisdin wasn't mashbia him. He was kofatz v'nishba. He jumped up and made a shvua, and the shvua is bitui. No din of Beisdin to be mashbia him. He made a shvua. Instead of saying I could have sworn I said Reuven, he did swear.
He did swear.
Yeah, you know, people say I could have sworn I said Reuven, so he did. Anyway, v'chazum miyad v'kitzel v'Reuven shaydes v'shoaltem shvicha getman ashliach. b'meish mamish b'kedushi ha'shliach shekitzu li'atzma. So the Edom said the Maizi, he said Li. Nira Li, this is the Maharam talking. The Maharam is talking, the Shuvas Maimini. The Eina Tzvicha Getman HaShliach. She does not need a Getman HaShliach because it was a Kedushim B'Tolos. The Kaimelon Hektish Tolos and the Hektish. Vamiskavin Loma Truma Vamar Maisa, this is a Mishnah in Trumas. Vamiskavin Loma Truma Vamar Maisa Oilo Vamar Shlomim Eino Hektish Vavichul and Gemurim. Okay?
Didn't take a Shavua.
Could you stop with the shul already?
No, but it doesn't
stop
matter.
Stop with the shul. You're mixing.
I know, but she happened to say that that mishpat does not mean that.
Okay, I'll say it. If it makes you happy, I'll say
make
it.
Make me happy.
Are your son had a hashba'ah a few nights ago, so that taka there was no shul. He didn't make a shul. What?
I don't know what that is.
That's swearing in for the army. They call it a hashba'ah. It's like it's unfortunately they call an engagement erusin, which makes me cringe every time I hear it. Because somebody talking Hebrew one day is going to say harei amu restlessly. It's terrible. How can they allow such a word to be used?
It bothers me so much. Engagement in erusin to somebody.
No, but it's terrible because it needs a get.
Right.
It's so easy to make shavya nafsho. You get into such trouble using that word so incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so first of all, now the Hagos Maimini delves into that. You learn the Mishnah Trumas. It says, "I'm escaping like my Maisa, but my Truma, Truma, but my Maisa, Shlomo, but my Raya, Loyama Klum." But the Hagos Maimini points out, you know, you have to be believed to say that you had a slip of the tongue. So normally, you learn that you believe to say you had a slip of the tongue. But the Maram is saying, who said he's believed the Gabi others? Umehem and Loma Shekeno Yabadaita Lahoitu Mipir, the Tov, Osir Bin Yanacher, he's Nemon, even the Gabi others, no get is needed, and you can be treated like Chulin, Gemurim, the Behema, Bafilu in the Shachrina Soymecholov. And everybody can eat it. It's not truma. Umotzi shochet habeba b'chutz. Ulahachal atruma l'zorim. Says the Maram. V'ein echad ne'emon b'isurin heichad lo eschazek isura. Whoa. So he gives up a reason. He says the reason you ne'emon to say that you had a slip of the tongue, because it's going to get everybody, not just yourself. For yourself, so maybe you knew you had a slip of the tongue. But this is everybody, it's nogeya everybody. So says the Hagos Maimini that he's Neman, Eidechon Neman Bisurin, and there was no Chazak Yisurim. So he's saying the Chidushim was not Chal, there was no Chazak Yisurim, the Chidushim was not Chal, so he's Neman as an Eidechon. So that's his Neman, even though he's talking about himself and he's saying he had a slip of the tongue. That's his nemonus.
What if she answered though? What if she says yes? How do we know who she's meaning to?
She says yes to what?
He says, and he's saying Li instead of the Ruvain. And the woman says.
Are you saying when he says Li the first time or the second time?
I don't know which is the first time.
The first time he said Li
by
mistake.
Right. When he said Li by mistake. And she says, good. Like she takes the whatever. Takes the shtar or the kesef or the whatever.
But he's saying that it was a slip of the tongue and he didn't, and it's not chal. He didn't mean it.
So it's totally, it's not that it still counts like he said it for Ruvi. In other words, if she said it's not that.
Right. In the story, he has to say it again. In the story, he went back and said, I am a condition of Ruvi again.
Ah.
But the Mago, what?
I'm trying to get right that Eidechon is believed without a.
And the Dovish of Erva without the Chazaka. The Ghost Maimon, he says it. He says, Erechon Neman, because we know it's Chazak. But since that's what he says. We're going to explore what he says. But he says the magic thing that we're looking for. He says, Erechon Neman, be Surin, even by Dovish of Erva, if there's no Chazak.
What do you see from that story? That story.
Because that goes, I mean, he says the reason is because I don't have a Mitzurin, even when and it's called when there's no Eschasim.
He needs a get, or he doesn't need a get by that story?
She does not need a get.
I mean, two Adam heard him say Lee.
So right, but he's saying it was a slip of the tongue, and it's Kedushe Tov.
Well, if it's true, it's a slip of the tongue, it's Kedushe Tov?
Yeah.
So we believe it's a slip of the tongue.
Now, why do we believe him? So until today, I probably learned that you believe him. But he's saying it's a slip of the tongue. There's no reason not to believe him. Why shouldn't you believe him? He's sending a slip of the tongue. But Agos Maimon really says something else. He says he's believed because he's Eidech HaNem B'Yisurin, and it's called Lois Chazak Yisura.
What does that mean? Lois Chazak Yisura?
Because he's saying she's not. You know, that's what I'm going to try to shmeis. He's going to talk about it. Why does he mean? Because according to what he's saying, she's not an Eishes Ish at all. Now, he's not saying here's an Eishes Ish whose husband died. His statement is that she's not an Eishes Ish. She's never an Eishes Ish. Maybe that's the answer to it. Zafal Gav is Chazak Lagabe Yisura Kol Kamad Lo Yama Da'atei Dibure. In other words, there is a Cheskes Isser here. Until he says it was a mistake in his talk. But, yeah. Ma'afal Gav, this Chazak Lagabe Yisura, Kol Kama Deloy Omar Da'atiyeh B'dibura, Holoi Mikri is Chazak Yisura. That's not called the Chazak Yisura. When he can take away the Chazak, the Cheskes Isser, just by saying something, right? And he's coming to be Matarin. Afresh Strumo Maisus is Chazak Yisura. Afilu Masha Eid Meishu Mutter Hoyalachatchila Hakol Osur. Kodem Afresh Hoyakol Tevel. Samchina Nalei Ki Yama Shachati Vifrashti Maisu Mishum Dahavi Biyodo. Chay Piyushashi Berik Hamad Degit. Chay Mash Mish Berik Hamad Yisharabu. Vachinami Mahamdina Lei Mimed Yama Toitim Loi Neskavati Elom Rela Leruve Mishum Dibiyodo Legarsha. Well, so that's, he makes a complete, like, for, he says for no reason, then he brings a raya for the way he learned him. So that's how goes my mini. He said a few things. He goes from point to point. He starts off saying, then he says, aye, but it is a chazik, because if he doesn't say what he says, it's chazkos isser. He says, that's not called it's chazik. Chazik means, according to you, it was osser and it became mutter. He's saying it was never osser. It's not as chazik like I'm a you. But then he says,
but even if you don't like that
svara
and say it is a
schazik. Oh, but even if you say it's a schazik, it's biyad. It's biyad al-garshan.
And that's
what Rashi explained. Baba Gab the Maskana, Silva goes Maimini talking. He says the Maskana is Baal Sharam, Marge Rashi, and Sishti, Eino Nemon. That's how we pass him, because he says that's only because there would be a coil if he was been Megarish's wife. Shiny husband, they make him a comedian. The beast of the Girsha called it Isla in the Milsa. Well, Bama's a Bani, Nemon Hoyle Via de la Garsha, Lekamam de Polik. But if he says, this is my son and my wife, does not have to be Messiah Bemes. So that's Nemon because it's Via de la Garsha. Even though he's not holding by Gershon, he just wants to have it get through the Ebon. He's never, what? He's never to say that he has a son. And he did. Was not called against the Chazaka. What? Yeah. Simba Babakhtin says he's not Naman. Abu Bhaim is a Bani Naman, how do you look at the Lekaman the Poly?
When he says Jarrah Garash, that's talking.
That's the Maskana. That's the Maskana, even Kanalamba. Because you say he wouldn't. Stop here. I got more clearly and I can't. Are you staying around here?
I don't think so.
I need someone to say my name.